Hi guys, I'm Paul.
And I'm Bea.
And in this video, we're going to talk about one of the things we love most about Valencia, public transportation.
One of the things that make living in Valencia affordable for us is not having a car and just relying on public transportation. After living in the Philippines and Orange County, California, where public transportation is unreliable and the cities are built for cars instead of people, it has been very refreshing and oftentimes stress-free to not have a car.
Now that we don't have a car, we don't have to worry about car payments, maintenance, insurance, the rise of cost of gasoline, car wash, parking, parking tickets, speeding violations, and all of those things.
So if you're looking for a guide to using public transportation within the city of Valencia, you're in luck, because in this video, we're talking about all the ways that you can get around this beautiful city.
Whether you're a seasoned traveler or a first-time visitor, we hope that this comprehensive guide will be your compass for navigating the city's efficient, diverse, and most importantly, affordable public transportation network. How affordable? Stick around to the end to find out. The ultimate guide to using public transportation in Valencia is coming up after the intro.
So aside from biking and taxis, which we talked about in our previous videos, today we're going to be talking more about the bus system, the metro, and the tram system here in Valencia.
Which I think we're still trying to learn, but I feel like we've already, not mastered, but we've familiarized ourselves enough for us to be able to create this. Since we've been getting a lot of requests for public transportation, I think we're ready to at least share what we know.
First up is Metro Valencia. Metro Valencia is the tram and metro system for the city of Valencia. So the tram would be the one that's above ground and metro would be the one that is underground or the subway system. The network comprises of 10 lines and they are regarded for their comfort, cleanliness, speed, their AC, their reliability, and affordability.
So what are the benefits of using the metro in Valencia? It's free travel for kids. Children under the age of 10 can travel for free with a limit of 2 kids per paying adult.
And then you can also bring your bike, and also you can bring your pet as long as they are in a carrier.
Your e-scooters and folded bikes are allowed on both metros and trams. Unfolded bikes can be brought on board the overground segment of Metro Valencia and underground segments on weekends.
And then they also announce the stops for the metro and the tram well in advance, so you know exactly if it's your stop.
Valencia's metro and tram network is divided into 3 zones, A, B, and the airport zone, C, or
Plus. So that's a little bit confusing, because when we bought the ticket for the airport, we bought the ABC zone, but then now the ticket won't go through because the lady told me it is now called the AB Plus zone. So I asked her what is the difference, and she says C goes to somewhere else. But if you look at the map, there's no C anymore, so it's Plus. So it's the same thing, but now my ticket won't work. So I have to actually call the attention of the guy at the airport every time I have to use that ticket. So keep in mind, now you have to use the AB Plus to get to the airport.
Operating hours of the metro and tram differ slightly, but generally it starts at 6 in the morning until 10 p.m. On weekends and holidays, they usually run until 3 a.m. with a maximum of 3 services per line per hour after midnight.
But always check the schedules.
Yeah.
Next thing we're going to talk about is the bus network. So there's, I think, around 2 colored buses that you'll see around Valencia. The red one is the EMT bus, which is the bus that's within the city. That's a little bit more common. And that's the one that we use all the time. The buses are clean, they're air-conditioned, they're safe, and there are QR codes that tell you what time the bus is arriving. So it's pretty reliable. So aside from the red EMT buses that you see often within the city. There are also yellow buses that you'll see scattered around. So these buses take passengers out of the city and into the suburbs or to the airport. So we usually take this bus to IKEA. It stops exactly there in Alfafar, and then we take it on our way back to the city. But what we found out the hard way is that this bus does not let passengers off if it's still within the city limits. So one time, MoveIt told us to take this bus to get to somewhere within the city, and the driver would not let us out. So he actually was able to bring passengers in. He stops to bring passengers in, but he will not stop to let us out, even though he's already stopped. So one of the other passengers actually had to talk to the driver to help us, so that the driver actually let us out exactly outside of city limits. The first stop that he could take outside of the city limits was where we were able to get out. So we were lost for a little bit, and we had to take a cab to get to our destination because we were going to a meeting at that time.
But it was so nice of the locals to do that for us. We barely spoke Valencian, so they still understood us.
Yeah, it was a shock. We didn't know we couldn't get out. The Red City buses are the ones that we often take when we try to get around the city quicker. So many of them are hybrid and electric vehicles, and they have wheelchair accessible ramps. So they have about 45 bus lines running through within the day. So it's very frequent, and they are well connected. Whenever we needed to go somewhere else, we can find a bus stop nearby that will take us there.
Well, also, after coming back from vacationing in the other countries, we found out that the bus drivers here in Spain are really good.
Better drivers, for sure.
Really suave.
So after 10:30 p.m., they have a program called Parada Violeta, wherein the women can request to be let off anywhere within the bus route so that they can reach their destination safely and they walk less to their destination. So all they have to do is talk to the driver and tell them, I want to get off closer to this instead of at the exact bus stop. So this is for women's safety. I approve it.
EMT buses also offer door-to-door bus service for people with functional diversity. But you have to call at least 2 days in advance to order this service.
And then if you have a dog, you can also get them a personalized card for any pet under 15 kilograms. So as long as they're traveling in the carrier, you can get a personalized card for 5 euros, and it's valid for an unlimited number of journeys every 2 years. So the good thing about the metro, the tram, and the buses is that there is also a maximum travel time of 90 minutes, which means that you can ride 2 or 3 buses or metros, and it will still be considered one travel, so you only pay once. So how can you get tickets? So we've seen a few buses right now where you can do contactless, pay as you go, and I think the price of each ticket is a euro and 40. I think a euro and 50, right? Yeah. Most of them still accept cash, and usually they only accept 10 euros or less in denominations. Unless there's more of you, of course. But if it's just one person, they'll accept 10 euros. We recommend getting a multi-trip ticket. We use the Suma 10 or Suma 10, which has 10 trips for 8 euros. And then we also bought the plastic card for 2 euros because we want to just keep reloading it. You can reload it at the metro station, or you could go to a tobacco store where you could reload the card as well. So the Suma 10 is a rechargeable multi-ticket card with a minimum top-up amount of 8 euros. So this one is valid for the bus, the metro, the tram, and the yellow buses from our experience. And then for whatever reason, there's a different card that you can buy called the 2-in card, and that's what you use to get to the airport. This one is not a per trip, but it's a per dollar amount. So for example, if you are going to just zone A, it's only 80 cents. But if you're going to the plus zone, which is the airport, then it becomes 2 euros. So this one you reload by the dollar amount instead of per trip.
Important tips. The first tip I've ever learned here in Spain was you have to hail the bus. You have to put your hand up and tell them that you need their services. For boarding and exiting, you have to use the front door to board and the rear to exit the bus.
Only during the Parada Violeta and only when the bus is really, really full does the driver let passengers out of the front door.
And you'll know if it's full because it's going to say in front of the bus, complete, which means complete.
Which means full.
And complete.
Don't forget to validate your ticket or your travel card. So some above ground trams do not have any barriers. So basically you can just hop on the tram. But even so, there is a little like machine there which has a red circle where you tap your card before you board. And then some terms for the buses. So complete means bus is full. Fora del servici means it's out of service. And retire means it's retired.
And you'll also need to see the light that says parada solicitada, which means the stop has been commanded.
Requested. So we hope that we have explained this transportation system well. It's fairly easy, and if you have enough time and you're not in a rush, don't be afraid to commit mistakes. It's okay to get off at the wrong stop. It's okay if you went to like the wrong direction. Feel free to explore it. It doesn't cost too much, and I think it's such a great system to have. So thank you so much for watching. We hope that we have helped you ease your fears a little bit about public transportation. Thank you to the people who have bought us coffee, who have followed us along in our journey, and for those who have joined our Facebook group.
If you want to know more about Valencia, you should watch this next video.
Thank you, bye.